Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to My Little Pony Talk. Hey, no fair. I'm supposed to be introducing while you're there.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, see, next time I'm just going to keep you on mute the whole time until I'm ready to hear you talk. Hi. Welcome to My Little Pony Talk. I'm your host for the evening, Lil Alley Cat. We have Pandora Rose, the main host, live at the convention in Las Vegas, who's going to be having some interesting stuff to tell us about the fair, how it went, and from what I understand, has some pretty cool people to talk to as well.
Yes, I am here. I am actually here with a few of the winners. And I will apologize now. There will not be a Pandora Rose giggle track.
I actually
have strained my voice. And
I don't know. I take that as a direct challenge. So we'll just see how far you get with not having a giggle. Yeah, that's what I thought.
So, yeah, I mean, this was like a great, great trip. So, yeah, I've got a lot of stuff I'm probably going to be talking about next week after the interview with Deb. So this will not be the only time I will be talking about the fair, but I will be talking with some prize winners tonight.
Yay!
So hold on, we're trying to get into the room where we will be doing everything.
Okay, so you made it to the fair. You made it through alive, and you actually were able to hopefully tackle some of the people you intended to tackle, and you obviously kidnapped a few to interview for us.
Yes, I did. I kidnapped several people. Who do we want to do first? Do we want to do
Let's talk about it. So why don't you give like a really brief rundown of the order of events in the show, and then you can maybe bring in people in order of like who did what, you know, who won what first.
Okay, I think first up was they showed all the photos for the photo hunt first.
Yep. Yeah, we had that.
All right, so why don't you tell us about the photo hunt? Tell us what the premise was for the photo hunt, and we'll go with that.
What was that again?
What was the photo hunt competition about?
Oh my God.
Basically, does anyone have the list by chance?
Well, basically, what did they tell you had to do? They gave you a list of objectives.
Yeah,
things
but a list of some things where you had to take the picture of the pony at. One of the places was in another city. The other one was meeting its twin. We had to find a Ferrari. We had to find a Porsche.
Was this stuff you had to do at the convention live, or was this something you were supposed to set up for ahead of time? Because if you have to go to another city, that requires a little travel.
Well, you know, there is the New York casino. So I think everyone kind of just went with that.
Oh, so you got creative. You weren't technically in another city, but you had the name of another city. Sort of. You were sort of in another city in spirit.
Right. And the bonus round, which was the most hardest thing to do, you had to go to in the, at the, what was it, the Mandalay Bay?
Keep the phone closer to your mouth. Keep the phone closer to your mouth because we start to lose clarity.
Sorry. We go to the Mandalay Bay. There's a House of Blues there. They have a thing called the Foundation Room, which, yeah, you got to be Paris Hilton rich to be up in that place.
You
got to
know somebody.
Yeah. So we were at the House of Blues. We were actually talking to the hostess, where another woman came by, and they both like ponies. And we were like, you know, we're doing a scavenger hunt. We need to get to the Foundation Room. We need to take a picture of them trying to get in and then them in there for a bonus round. And they were both totally cool with it, and the one actually led us there, talked to the bouncers. And my team actually was able to get into the Foundation Room.
Yeah, but did you get a picture with Paris Hilton? Now, you see, that would have been the one that, the cincher right there.
Well, I don't think Paris was actually there last night, so.
You're in Vegas. There has to be an impersonator somewhere.
So we got as far as, we got into the elevator. One of the ponies was pushing the button with her butt for the Foundation Room, which there was only two floors. There was the lobby, and there was the Foundation Room. You had only two choices.
So was it swanky?
Hmm? Oh, my God. You walked up in there and it was like, did we just...
You had to have a $500,000 in your bank account even to be in there.
Yeah. You had to have a lot of money. And we got lucky to get up in there.
So, did your team win? Is this what we're getting at? Or did somebody else win?
Can we get the winners over here by the phone?
I don't want
to. And we can all say... Like, they can all say hello. Ready? One, two, three. Hello!
Hi. Thanks so much for coming on to the show. So who was in the winning team? Are these people from the Trading Post and everything, or the arena?
We had Strawberry Reef, who had to leave.
You should know who I am. Isn't that in Maryland? You should know who I am, dear. How's Kitten?
Oh, hey, how's it going?
Going good. And she's drawing a blank on the name.
Taylor.
Well, no, it's not entirely fair because with the speakerphone, everybody sounds a little different. And poor Pandora Rose sounds a little husky herself. So, you know, if I throw out a name,
voice.
And then I'm wrong and I'm going to feel terrible.
Well, that's my voice, hon. No, we've got Sailor Libra, which was on the team. And we had...
Yeah, I'm just Austin. That's
Lunar
just
Science
one of.
Well, of course,
Science
I know
boyfriend.
Sailor Libra from the meet, and you said Strawberry Leaf had to get Strawberry Leaf. Strawberry Reef had to go, and who else?
Me.
You.
I won.
You won. You were on the team that won. Way to hold out on that information.
Yeah.
Well, that's awesome. So was it the Foundation Room that cinched you the win?
I think it was the fact that we got into the Foundation Room and the fact that we actually had a Ferrari. We went the mile and got the actual stuff versus just, you know, improvising.
Right.
But
so you went all the way to New York is what you're saying and back.
Right, yeah, we flew to New York.
Yeah. Snapdragon had the funniest commentary. Snapdragon had the best commentary on hers on the slideshow. Ours was kind of dull because we just brained it after being out since 2:30 in the morning doing this photo hunt last night.
Oh yeah.
We
cry me a river. You're at the pony convention. Suck it up.
It was so fun. We were out late.
So
late. Full grown adults. What are you gonna do?
So, what
did you win?
We won. Oh, wait, we got extra people. We have our very own fan. Raven Prefect just walked in.
Yay, we have a fan. I actually know that. Hey, Raven.
She said, hey, Raven.
Hello.
And Princess Maker. And we got Elf Pony.
Sweet. Awesome. Great. But you went totally off track. You didn't tell me what you guys won.
What was that? We won, let's see, we won a peacock pony. We won a blue, black and blue art pony. We got the sea art pony and top pony. So
how did you divvy all that up?
We, all four of us, we each picked one.
Well, that's pretty awesome. Which one did you pick?
I got the Blue Art Pony.
Did you already have it?
No, I didn't.
Well, you see, then it's a win-win. That's
yes.
cool. That's very, very cool.
So, and Austin got...
Oh, I ended up with a Pop Pony.
And Sailor Libra got...
I collected another peacock. They're pretty.
And Strawberry Reef went away with the Sea Art Pony. So
I really do like the Sea Art Pony. I have three of those ponies. Should have the Peacock Pony as soon as you get your butt home. And... But other than that, I really like the sea pony. I think the sea art pony, I think, was really pretty well done. It's my favorite of, I don't know, they're all so special. Anyway, moving along, I think the photo sounded awful. I'm awful. Awesome. Are you going to have copies of the pictures that you can maybe post onto our Facebook?
Oh, definitely. We're going to definitely have those pictures from that competition. Yes, they will start posting probably tomorrow.
Nice. Very cool.
And Strawberry Reef has already started the thread on the trading post about it. So, and please, everyone, do not mind the thrill ride that some of them had in my shirt.
Oh, well, thank you for the warning. Hopefully, you know, that they might have been something that Strawberry Reef wouldn't have posted whatsoever. She might have just left those pictures out. But now that you've said something.
She did them in the competition.
Oh, nice. So you mean to tell me that was, like, real large and in charge for everybody to see?
Yes.
My
bosom holding the ponies, yes. They were in the competition.
It was a thrill ride part of the trip. So they scavenged her.
So that was that's what it was pony on a thrill ride, and you put it in your bosom?
Yeah.
I understand that's what you did?
Yes.
Wow.
The other part of the thrill ride, technically, I think we were supposed to go on, like, the roller coasters around here. One of them at the New York is $14 for one ride. A lot of us didn't want to do that for the photo hunt, so we got creative. Think on pony scale. What would a pony ride be? Especially thrill ride.
Well, all the ponies are girls, so I don't know. Well... Most of the ponies, I should say, are girls. So, I don't know. Unless
yeah,
that's a Big Brother.
True.
Now, if it was a Big Brother going on that ride, that'd be something else.
No, we're not. Ravenclaw Prefix made a good point. We're not making judgments on the ponies.
It was for their scale, a thrill ride.
Right. It was for the scale.
You know, it did the job. You won.
Yes.
You walked away with the prize. Did you get any kind of trophy or ribbon or anything else with it?
No, just the prize and bragging rights, of course.
Bragging rights will always be fun.
Yes.
So tell me, I mean, we jumped right into an event. I'm guessing this event was given to you guys relatively early on, the first day of the convention, so that you had a couple days to work on it?
Yeah, we had until from the open of the convention to 12 o'clock this afternoon to complete.
All right, so you had approximately 24 hours, probably.
Right.
Roughly. So
roughly.
How did you get teams? Was that just a matter of grabbing three of your closest people and saying, okay, we're a team, let's go?
Well, we just happened to just say, hey, how about we pool all of our resources together and we'll just pop the best pictures in and we'll be a team.
Oh, so a team wasn't necessarily needed. You could have just gone solo on the whole thing.
Right.
Well, obviously,
and there
being
were,
a team worked.
Yeah, and there were two other teams, so. But, yeah, so.
Only two other teams dared to compete?
Hmm?
Only
no,
two
they left.
So,
overall, they did not come with us.
What would
so,
you say? If you, did they give an announcement as to how many attendees had shown up?
Not yet. We don't have a definite count yet.
What did it look like when you were there?
They had 100 gift bags, but not all of them were taken. And
100
gift bags? But it was only one per group of tickets.
So you bought four tickets, got one bag.
Per group
so,
of tickets.
Yeah, so if you had four tickets, you still only got one gift bag.
And why would you have four tickets?
Well, say if you had four people going.
I'm confused, but that's okay. So it was per party. So if you came with your mom and your husband and your daughter and you all had tickets, you would only be able to get one gift bag?
Right.
But what if all these people had bought their tickets separately? Why could they have all gotten their own gift bag? See, the group thing kind of confuses me.
Yeah, we all got one.
Yeah, that sounds like a gaggle in the background.
Yeah, sorry. They were all discussing this.
Yeah, it sounds like a bunch of women arguing over the last piece of coffee cake at a bridge club.
So, up next, I think they did the silent auction at the arena table, and I think we have the big auction winner around here.
Auction. So, what was the premise of the silent auction? How did that work?
Basically, you went up, you signed up, you got a number, you put your number down, and you put your bid. And you had to keep checking in to make sure your bid was still the highest. And I do believe the biggest part of that was the big Rapunzel by Ruskar?
Rosazar.
That was, I think, the biggest item there that people wanted.
All right, could you say that a little clearer? Did you say that was a large Rapunzel was the prize?
Stuffed.
Was it
plush,
a very large custom of Rapunzel, or was it the actual pony Rapunzel?
No, it was the big 3-foot plushy custom by Rosakar. Roses are, sorry. I keep saying her name wrong.
I would say, because it's not coming across very clearly, and we certainly want to give credit. Roses are?
They are.
Spell it.
Yeah, Rosakar. Roses are.
Like as in roses are red, violets are blue?
Yes.
Thank you. Roses are. So Roses are made a 3-foot custom plushie of Rapunzel, and that was were there more than one prizes for the silent auction, or was that the biggest one?
There was about 25. Then there was Mimic and several others, but I think she was kind of just the really big prize. Oakley.
Was she just the hot item that everybody was really wanting to go after and seemed to get the most bids for?
Well, the Dolly Mix has actually had more action than Rapunzel.
The Dolly Mix?
Yes.
Oh yeah, I've heard a little bit of. I've seen pictures of those on different posts and such, but I've never seen them in person.
But
so, who do you have there? Did you say you have one of the silent auction winners there?
Yes, we have the winner of Rapunzel. Okay, where is she?
Come on, hurry up. Okay, say hi.
Hello.
Hi, so you're the winner of Rapunzel, the custom
Rapunzel. Yes, I am.
Are you going to post pictures? She sounds really cool.
Yes, I will. And do you realize who this is?
So who is it? Who is this?
The lucky winner.
Yes, we know it's the lucky winner, do you post on the arena or the trading post that we might know who you are? Or are you going to stay anonymous winner?
She always wins arena raffles.
Oh, well, then we don't want to know who she is.
You're late.
And she's also the host.
Oh, no. All right, you're not allowed to go to any more conventions, all right? This just isn't fair.
Yes, I won the 3-foot plush Rapunzel.
Are you going to admit to how much you paid for it?
Should I?
Won't be very anonymous anymore, but, I mean, come on.
She ended up going for $95.
$95. Oh, you better post pictures. Her hair better be all full on.
There's already pictures on the arena. She's been taking photos. And
she was up before the auction.
Yeah, so, and I'm right now touching her. And she is so soft.
And she has tinsel on her.
So the hair, asking you details about something that there's going to be a picture of, I guess is kind of redundant. So tell me, when you called me earlier and said you were going to be interviewing people who actually won some of these contests and whatnot, were you referring to anybody besides yourself?
Well, I was hoping that I'd find a few people, but nobody.
Everybody cleared out.
Oh, wait. Also, we actually have other raffle winners.
So it's not.
Did you
raffle winners or silent auction winners?
Oh, wait. Hold on. Let me get across the room. And actually, our great, 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 great fan of the show, Ravenclaw Prefect, also won.
Yes. What'd she win?
Let's see. I won a Daddy Apple Delight. I won a box of Dolly Mix Ponies. And then the arena had a free raffle for everyone taking part in the silent auction. And that had Quackers, a princess pony, and a cat, but I don't know who the cat is.
Well, you know, you sound like you got more than enough. So if you want to send the cat or Quackers over to donate to the My Little Pony talk show, you feel fine about doing that. Just go ahead, and I'll take care of it for you.
Yeah, well, keep checking your mail. It'll get there soon.
Yeah,
there was a lot of winners. There was a lot of winners on the arena and at the fair, and there was another silent auction, but I don't recall who. Oh, it was Ashlyn. There was another one as well, but I don't recall who it was. So there was a lot of winners going on.
Well, that's pretty neat, is to see that so many names, so many people we already are familiar with online, all got to meet each other and all got to win prizes, apparently.
No.
So, association there. So were there people there that were, like, completely, as far as you could tell, completely not from the arena or from the training post and just kind of, like, you know, the lurkers that just kind of showed up? Or was everybody really, you know, heard of?
For the most part, it was known members of the community, but there were a handful of people that just kind of found it somehow. And they did a interview with the local news, so I think we might have had a few of those today. But for the most part, it was known people.
I'm surprised to hear they said it seems like there would be more than 100 people. I thought that in previous years that definitely there was a larger turnout than that. Holy cow, we almost had that many people for the Maryland Pony Meet.
Yeah, it was a lot smaller than last year in Rhode Island. Rhode Island, I would say, easily had double the people.
I want to say I heard almost closer to 300, I thought.
Yeah, it was not. This fair was not significantly larger than the Maryland Meet.
No.
Not really.
That's really surprising.
Yeah.
Well, you see, that just puts forth more towards our argument that the fair does need to have a home on the East Coast because we have such a large concentration of collectors, and we have bigger turnouts.
I don't know if that's necessarily the case. It could be the time of year right now. You have a lot of schools ending, so teachers are discounted there.
Mm-hmm.
You have people that have graduations going on. That could play a part of it.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to be giving us legitimate excuses. Next thing you're going to
say, I know.
It was Father's Day, and we're not going to drag Daddy to the My Little Pony Fair. You know, it's an excuse that I don't want to hear.
Okay,
the whole East Coast thing just doesn't fly with me.
Okay, well, I'll come up with better ones next time.
Yes, please do. Be more prepared.
Okay, I'll work on that.
I think ideally it would be nice if they could manage to switch back and forth every year. I know that's a lot of work, but, I mean, that would really be something that would be nice if they would be able to manage it. But, hey, as long as they're managing it, as long as they keep getting one going and getting Hasbro involved and everything else, I mean, certainly can't be complaining about that. So what other – I know that even the night before – there were some issues with really having a schedule as to events, about what was going to be planned and everything else. Did that wind up ironing itself out?
We ended up with a schedule when we walked in. That's when we got the schedule.
Well, at least so there was one printed up. It wasn't like somebody ran across with some markers and hurried up and scribbled it into a bunch of brochures.
No, but we also have a couple of raffle winners with us.
Oh, so there was a raffle. So this is aside from the silent auction, this is just the good old buy your tickets and win a raffle prize?
Bingo.
Sweet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay,
so who do you have and what did they win?
We have Princess Maker. She won.
And E-Pony Art Pony.
In the box.
Woohoo.
In the box.
A custom flutter.
Very pretty. Very pretty. Sparkly, shiny.
She deboxed already.
No, she's not. Deboxed officially. She's still in the box.
The custom flutter is still in her box?
Yes.
Oh, did they make a custom box for her as well?
Yeah, I have the custom box, so it has her little picture on there and everything. It's awesome.
I think it's pretty neat. I think that's a neat development with customizers. I remember when I first saw a few of them come up with the idea of making boxes for them, and I'm like, wow, why didn't somebody think of that a long time ago? So that's pretty cool. So it actually has its own box.
Yeah, well, I think part of the problem with people making their own boxes were that Hasbro had a problem with the parody style boxes.
Right.
Not parody style, but it was like
an MLP counterfeit
box, but they just changed to put the customs name on there, and I think people stopped doing it because of that.
However, if you lived in, I don't know, say Hong Kong, there'd be no issue.
Right.
Because other countries seem to have no problem with bringing out surprisingly, shockingly similar products.
Oh, no, but, you know, that's China.
Yeah. Well, you know, in America, you actually got to play by the rules or find a really big loophole. But, yes, yeah, still, custom boxes are very cool. So I'm glad to hear that you have one that will keep her nice and safe. Sounds like a neat win.
Yep.
Overall, did you guys have fun?
Wait, I still got more winners to go through.
Oh, you still have more winners. Well, okay, well, then I'll ask them if they had fun later. Don't answer that question.
Let's go on to our next one, which was Sailor Libra, and she won.
I got the complete set of the fair ponies and, was it the UK or the German pony? It's the Bumblebee
UK.
Pony. But the UK's were
Sunny Grace, I believe, is the actual
German,
official name.
It was UK. It's the same pony still, but the box. I couldn't tell.
It's UK.
Yeah, it's UK / German.
Let's not get complicated here.
Okay, let me ask. So that sounds like a huge prize. Does that also include, like, Frisco and Trolley, or is this only the official Hasbro release ones?
Well, actually, I won two separate lots out of the raffle for the fair. One was just the UK / German pony. The other one was the complete set of the U.S. fair ponies. It was the pink one. It was, I think it was Frisco. It was Bay Breeze. What else was in there?
There was Frisco, Bay Breeze, Trolley. There was the Pinkie Pie that had the two different designs, the white and pink and artistic change. And there was the Pinkie Pie with the silver coloration swirls.
I got all 5 years, basically.
Yeah.
And one shot for a couple tickets. It was pretty cool. I never won anything.
Yes, and I would like to have it noted, I did not win any raffles.
She didn't win that, but she's winning the options lesson, right?
I'll say, well, you know, it seems like Sailor Libra also is somewhat charmed for this event. Is there anything you didn't win? You won the photo contest, you won a raffle, and you won a silent auction. Was there anything else?
The photo hunt was a blast, but, like, just about everybody there was one of those giant blank ponies. I was drooling for it like everybody else. And we were crossing fingers. They made the Hasbro rep pull the ticket, and you're never going to guess who was lucky enough to win.
Jewel.
No. Who else wins usually at the Maryland Meet a lot, and who wrote a book?
Summer.
Sweet Tune. Yes. She got it.
Awesome.
She got some dagger eyes.
I know she was bouncing off the walls. I'm sure she was just about as tickled as you could get.
She got it and ran.
Yeah.
Sorry, see ya. All right. Got what I came for. Later.
Yeah.
That wasn't rigged. I'm going to hurry up and get out of the building. No, that's awesome. I'm really glad to hear that she got that. It's always nice to hear. I mean, it's great to hear whenever anybody wins, but it's particularly neat when you've actually gotten to meet the person or somebody that a lot of people know, then you're like, yay, that person.
Okay, and we have one more winner. It was Grey Wolf, and she won
a keychain.
A keychain. Is it an official, like,
keychain
convention fair keychain? A what?
Huh? Say that one more time.
Keychain and poker chips is what I heard.
Yeah, keychain and poker chips.
Keychain, poker chips, and a ponyville.
Keychain, poker chips, and a ponyville.
I'll put more detail on what I got last.
Is the keychain My Little Pony related?
Yes, it is.
It has a peacock pony on it.
It was the fair keychain.
Oh, well, that's cool, though. What about the poker chips? Don't tell
me
there's My Little
Ponies
on poker chips.
Yes, they were pony poker chips. They were custom for the event.
Wow, by Hasbro or by the casino?
We have no clue.
Exactly.
I have
no idea, but they offered it as a prize.
Yes.
Well, that sounds really neat, though. I mean, wow. That's a very unique prize.
Yes, it was. Yeah, that was the, yeah. Whoever didn't win the big raffle, yeah, they were just kind of like, okay, let's give something out to everybody. And again, I will repeat, I did not win anything in the raffle.
Wow, how'd you, I'm so sorry to hear that, really. Very upset for you.
Yeah, I can hear it in your voice. You're really sorry.
Yeah, I am. I'm just, you know, I don't know how I'm going to sleep tonight. So what else happened with the fair? I mean, how was it finally getting to meet pony people in person?
It was great. Let's just say, yeah, we are not normal people.
Oh, no, we're not.
No. You get
which is why I keep going
us.
Back every year to any fair, any pony meet that I can get possibly into the doors of because, yeah, we're not normal. But it's so great. We bond immediately.
Yes. I mean, a bunch of us went out on Friday to see the Bellagio fountains, and,
yeah, I see your speechless is what you're saying.
It was interesting with all of us, yeah.
Did you get to go to the Rainforest Cafe like you guys were planning for Saturday?
Yes, we did go to the Rainforest Cafe. That was
also fun. Was it as awesome
fun.
As I remember Rainforest Cafes being?
Yes. And just imagine 30 pony people in the Rainforest Cafe at the same time.
Wow. And
at the 7:30, and then there was a 7 o'clock, which had how many? 15. So basically 45 My Little Pony people in a restaurant.
Wow. That's, you know, that had to be so much fun. You know, Rainforest Cafe should have had, like, a special My Little Pony dessert or something, you know, knowing that many of you were coming.
Yeah, they should have actually planned the room better, too. So it took them 15 minutes just to move the tables to where we
well,
could all sit.
Well, I guess they just don't have parties of 30 showing up too often.
No, they don't. I don't think so. No, not at all. So
that's
what else
really,
do you
I'm
want
really
to know?
Glad to hear everybody showed up. I remember when you were telling me about before the event that there was supposed to be like a table of 30, and I'm like, wow, I hope everybody really shows up, you know?
I don't think we had too many people that didn't show up. I don't think we want to hear about that crisis.
Hell no. No, the crisis was that they didn't eat the $30
steak. Yeah, the only problem was the prices were ridiculous.
You're in Vegas, honey. They got to find a way to get their money one way or another. If you're winning it, they got to get it back.
Yes, this is true, because my mother got back all the money I put out for the hotel room.
Oh, really?
Go figure. She's got my money.
I do know that having grown up in a casino city, the rare times that I actually ever did go into a casino, I did notice, especially the places where you would eat, is you could get like $600 burgers. Don't ask me why, but, you know, yeah, it has a lot to do with getting that money back one way or another, I'm sure.
Oh, yes, definitely. So, I mean, what else do you want to hear? Come on, give me something. Throw something at me as my voice is going out.
Well, we can always replace you.
You can always what me?
See? Oh, your voice is back. Amazing. I'll say we could replace you.
Oh, I don't think so. I
so
know Sunday you
night, so,
about replacing
so
me.
I was asking you when we talked at the pre-show if people were all jazzed up and in their pony gear and everything else. Did people come out with their pony shirts and whatnot at the fair itself? Did you start to
oh,
see
yeah.
some of that pony
oh, yeah.
spirit?
We were walking through the casino and ponies all over the place.
No rainbow bridge for anybody to get over to the convention, I'm guessing?
No rainbow bridge to get over to the convention, no. We will try to talk to the fair people about doing that. And Sarah Leaper says she'll call in next week. And Ravenclaw will call in next week because they've actually got to run.
Oh, they got to leave?
Yeah, they got a flight to catch.
Well, thank you so much for actually taking the time for our little show. Don't be late on your plane.
What?
I said, don't be late. Don't want them to be late for their plane, for their flight, for their aircraft.
No, I don't think they'll be late for their plane. No. No.
Well, that was very cool that they were able to get them to come do the little telling us how things went for their prizes and their participation.
Well, yeah, I threatened their prizes. I threatened to take them with me.
That's really cool that you actually got to meet somebody who has been such a vocal fan of the show.
Yes.
We have our little circle of hardcore fans, and you actually got to meet one, so that's pretty awesome.
Yes, we did. And actually, there were a lot of people who had listened to the show.
Really? So you had other people coming up saying, hey, I actually listened to that show.
Yes.
So what kind of comments were you hearing? Come on, feed my ego.
I was hearing, you know, great show. It's always funny. I always love it. It's just funny as heck most of the time.
Did you see Car Red Roses? No, you probably would not have. You were at the fair. But Car Red Roses had actually posted on one of our threads that she thought that Friday's show had to be our best show ever, and her husband was listening in because she had it. She had her laptop in the kitchen with the show going, and she said her husband was just laughing out loud the whole time. So you know it's pretty good when husbands are actually laughing and enjoying the show.
Yes,
that's as high as a compliment, I think, as what we're ever going to get.
Yes. When the husbands are agreeing, yes, this is a good show.
Yes. So, you know, I'm thinking today, you know, we need to, I'm tired. I'm just tired today, I think is what it is. I'm just not feeling as peppy as usual.
Neither am I.
I think it's the lack of your giggle. You know, your voice is subdued. There's not enough giggle. There's distraction in the background. What the heck?
Okay, wait a minute. How about this? We'll have my giggle track. Okay, let's do the giggle track.
Awesome. That's fantastic.
That was my replacement giggle track for tonight.
That was awesome. No, that was really had so much gusto. It actually took me by surprise. I got flushed. Can they do it again? Can we have an encore?
Okay. Okay. Can we have another one? Can we have another giggle track?
Wait. Nice. That's very nice. That's good. You should have brought something. You could have recorded it. That could have been like our fill-in giggle track.
Oh, darn it. I should have. You're right. I need to learn how to splice these episodes and just get certain points out.
You know, we will. We will work on that. And if we can't do it, maybe somebody who can will actually contact us.
Yes. So, but, yeah, it was wild, especially the photo hunt last night.
So you were out to 2:30 in the morning fulfilling the requirements of the photo hunt?
Yes, we were out until 2:30 in the morning.
Wow. And that's safe to do? I mean, I know Vegas is like the city that never sleeps, or is that New York? I don't know. I think major cities in general don't sleep. But I just can't imagine in Sin City or whatever, being out till 2:30 in the morning. It had to get more colorful as it got later.
Oh, yes. Well, you know, it couldn't have been any more colorful than me having ponies coming out of my shirt.
Well, at least it was your shirt that were coming out of.
Hey, speaking of me going in the area of going, I hope that there's no kids listening. Were there any kids at the meet? Or was it all strange?
There were quite a few kids. There were quite a few of them.
Wow. Well, that's awesome. I love hearing that kids are still getting to these things.
Would anyone like to help me answer? Hasbro was there answering questions, and one of the questions was, why did they go with the new design for the G3?
They didn't really answer that question at all.
No, they kind of
did. Oh, that's businessmen for you. You know, they're like just a hair's breadth away from a politician. No straight answer.
They, their answer was, you know, we're trying to get, they did a poll with the 3 to 6-year-olds, and they said they really could not connect with the ponies. So that's why
they use the same seven
did.
Ones over and over.
Yes, well, they want the girls to look at the pony and say, oh, I want all the Pinkie Pies. I want all these ones. I want all these ones. And if you actually look at the new set, all the ponies are different sizes.
Really?
Yes. You've got Sweetie Belle, who is the smallest, and who is supposed to be the biggest?
Tula
Rula is the biggest, and the reason why they said they did this was they're supposed to be aging. Like, Sweetie Belle is the youngest, and Tula Rula is the oldest.
Really? So is there going to be different sizes of Sweetie Belle, or is she always going to be the smallest?
She's always just going to be the smallest one. But they said this was going to be basically aiming more towards the kids. And
yeah, because
going to keep
the idea of having, like, a baby Sweetie Belle and an adult Sweetie Belle just didn't really clarify the aging concept enough.
Right. So, yeah, that's the answer they gave us. And someone asked whether or not there will be boys, and what they said was not in 2009, but we will not say never.
They've been saying that since they came back out, unfortunately.
Yeah, and that's all they kept saying.
Did they say anything about whether or not they were going to do anything outside of, did anybody ask, hey, is it going to be Core 7 till the day that these guys are done? Are we going to be bringing back any more characters anymore?
Never say never.
That's all they said?
Basically, they want
so
to.
So did anybody start like shooting spitballs at these guys? I mean, it doesn't sound like you really got any of these things answered. It sounds like it'd be a room full of frustration.
The reason why they were doing it was the 3 to 6-year-olds. They weren't connecting with any of the ponies because there were so many. So that's why they went Core 7 and. Yeah, they
that worked
the
so
rest.
Well that they have to redesign them.
Yes.
I think they're losing
they
the point.
Because the reason for the redesign was personalities. That was. So, yes. We have a husband here. We have a husband.
Yay.
He's a fucking.
Yes. Is he a collector or is he just an innocent bystander?
Say that one more time.
Is he a collector or an innocent bystander or?
An innocent bystander.
Guilty bystander.
So whose husband is this?
This is Princess Maker's husband.
Pony Fred.
Pony Fred.
Pony Fred.
Hey, Pony Fred.
To his house.
Does Pony Fred, is he just, does he actually get to post on the boards at all, or is this just what everybody has now, his new moniker, this is what he's going to be called, or is this just something they do at home for fun?
Princess Maker. You want to repeat that question for her?
Oh,
I was asking if Pony Fred has this name because he posts on the boards, or if he was just slapped with this moniker at the convention, or is this something that came up for fun at home?
Oh, well, he joined the MLP arena as Raider Pony, but he posted like maybe 5 times and that was it. He came up with Pony Fred because he did not want to be called Mr. Princess Maker.
I can't imagine why. Unless you have little girls. Do you have any children? If you had little girls, then being Mr. Princess Maker really wouldn't be bad.
That's true. That is true. So, but, yeah, it really was a trip.
So, Pony Fred, how was it going to the pony convention? Was this your first time being inundated by pony people?
You're going to actually have to repeat that question. This one is actually for you.
Yes, this is for Pony Fred. Hey, Pony Fred.
Yes. Hello. Hello.
I'm Lil Alley Cat. I'm the other host that is unlucky enough not to be able to be at the meet. So, is this your I just didn't have the money, time, and or, well, patience.
They're laughing their asses off for some reason here. This is
some reason
first.
They think I'm funny. It happens a lot. People giggle in my presence, and, you know, I just go with it. So, you have been dragged to the pony fair How did you like it? How, was this the first time you've had to be in a room full of crazy, giggling pony women, or have you been to pony meets?
I've never been to any official pony meets. I've seen my wife's insane friends who are pony people and been in a room or car with up to three of them plus her, which is overkill.
Right, so if three was overkill, how much Sudafed, Motrin, Tylenol, Advil did you have to bring with you for this trip?
No. It's different. Once you get more than 15 of them in a room, then it equalizes because they're all weird in different ways. So they're weird in all different directions, so it equalizes into one big normal group.
Oh. Or it could be more like white noise in the background. You know, there's so many of them that you can just tune them out.
Well, yeah, and you can always find ones to talk to. And like I said, there was liquor and blackjack here in Vegas, so that made it, you know, when I had to escape, I escaped to the blackjack tables. Here's my chips.
Oh,
that's
nice.
Down to $173.
Woo! So you live right there in Vegas. So, well, then this should be nothing for you. I mean, considering all the bizarre conventions that probably go through Vegas, this has got to be tame.
Probably.
We actually shocked a lot.
Yes.
Yeah. We
actually went when we were doing the pony hunt yesterday. We actually found Elvis impersonator who thought we were more interesting than he was. He wanted a picture of us.
You're
really?
Wow, now that is something. I'm not sure how to take that actually.
I say let's take it like as nice and good.
That definitely puts you up there in the stratosphere of unusual, doesn't it? When the Elvis impersonator wants your picture.
Yes. When the guy in the white suit and has the fake chest hair and fake sideburns. Yeah, when he wants your picture, yeah. You've hit the top of weirdness.
So overall, did the convention flow pretty well? I mean, was there any real lulls, or did you find that the activities and the excitement pretty much carried itself through the entire time?
There were some bumps. The Q&A with Hasbro got pushed back 2 hours. The book signing got cut down.
Which book signing? Was it Summer's book signing?
Summer and Deb, which I got to meet both of them.
Oh, good. So you got to meet Deb.
Yes.
And was she as I described?
Yes. And she is so ready for the show on Friday.
Oh, that's awesome. I love Deb.
Yes.
Very sweet.
Yes, she is. I love her to death. And I've got pictures with her. I got pictures with Summer.
Did you get pictures with her, Summer, and Deb?
Unfortunately, no. They're separate.
Oh. We still got pictures.
Yeah, I
got
pictures.
You know, speaking of that question and answers with Hasbro, did any meaningful burning question really get answered? Was there anything that you took away from that and said, oh, I'm glad that we got that out of the question and answer?
Okay. Whoa. Hey, I got everyone's got to try and answer this one. Let's get that question one more time.
With Hasbro's question and answer session, just from the little bit that you told me, sounded like they didn't really have the most satisfying answers, but were there any questions that they did answer in a satisfying way? Did you come away and say, well, thank goodness we got an answer on that one?
They're always evasive.
We talked in circles.
It was question and unanswered, the better form of that.
Absolutely.
We
questions. They went, well, we enjoy underwear of all kinds. See, they wouldn't answer that one straight either.
Yeah.
Wait,
did you get that?
Somewhat. I heard a lot of basically along the lines of questions. They answered questions with questions. They were evasive. So basically a no. No, nothing was really answered. So that's a shame. That sounds like it was almost more frustrating to be there for the question and answer than it was to
not. Yeah, because what they kept saying was, because we asked them, are you guys going to do anything different with the ponies? They said, We're gonna keep evolving them. We're gonna keep evolving them, and it's like that's not really.
Well, yeah, but when you're staying with seven basic designs, I don't know how much evolving you can really do there. Did they say
anything
more about the whole collector art art pony thing. Are they going to continue with
that idea? They're going to continue that for us collectors. And Ravenclaw is now leaving. Ravenclaw Prefect is leaving. Taylor Libra is leaving. We're hugging.
Ravenclaw has left the premises.
Yes.
Ravenclaw
and I keep forgetting, Elf Pony is now leaving. So let's say goodbye
gosh,
to them.
Gosh, I'm scaring everybody away. Hold on. Man, gosh, it's only 10 more minutes. What are you doing?
No, they're leaving. Not
I know.
Us.
I feel like I failed somehow. They're leaving.
Yes.
Come back and see us in North Carolina.
So, but, yeah, they shouldn't really answer much. So.
Did you see any new products? You know how, like, you have the toy fair and stuff like that. If no new products, did they at least bring in the products that are supposed to be being released here shortly?
Well, I'm waiting for someone to ask something really quick.
Let's say, forget that last question. Just get one more question out of these guys and then get them out of the room. Come on, we got 9 minutes.
Yeah, I'm waiting for the room to quiet down, though. Okay,
there is
does
a bathroom,
anyone remember the name of that new collector pony that's going to be coming out?
Oh, it was the...
Wait.
I got it.
Is it on the list?
Yes. That is the... I want to say Junko Mizuno, but it's...
It is.
Who?
Junko Mizuno.
We actually have a new collector pony that's going to be coming out. What is it going to be this year?
I think so.
It's going to be
The fall.
It's going to be fall of 2009. Its name is Junko Mizuno.
Junko Mizuno.
Yes.
Or Junko. I don't know because I don't speak Japanese.
Yeah, it's a really
Junko Mizuno. Honey, what does Junko Mizuno mean? My daughter speaks Japanese.
Whoop.
Junko Mizuno.
That's
the actually, she's learning Japanese, I should say, and she has Japanese class tomorrow, and I'll have her ask. I will have her ask. No, it's nothing bad. It's the name of a custom art pony coming out in the fall. They're actually making a Japanese-themed pony.
It's the artist that did it. That's her
yes,
name.
Yes, I know you want it, but you have to. You won't get it unless you tell me what the heck it means.
No. Those are all the people's names.
Oh.
All of those are who created them.
Well, I actually have a picture of the name tag, so I'll be able to give a better description of the name next week, but the pony is just, do we want to say beyond weird?
Oh, hey. Hey, guys, Rose Rebellion on the chat board is saying Junko Mizuno is a comic artist.
Sorry.
So it may be an anime or Japanese-styled pony, but Junko Mizuno is an actual artist.
Well, sorry, we're trying to figure it out, and it does not say the name of the pony on this list, but it's really... really, really odd looking. It's got fur on its head. It's got, like, glass slippers.
Yeah, you know, I thought I saw a picture of that, and I thought maybe, oh, no way is that actually going to happen. That can't
yes,
be real.
Yes, it will. It is real.
Wow. How bizarre.
Yes.
How
it
bizarre.
It is even more bizarre
how
to see
bizarre.
It in person in a 3-foot format.
Oh, wow. So they had a 3-foot version of this thing?
Yeah, they had the 18-inch blank pony? That's how big this thing was.
Wow.
So, and I got pictures of that, so I will be showing them next week. So.
All right, so maybe he's the main
oh, wait, wait,
Japanese
wait,
that the artist is.
We've got Great Wolf. She's about to eat the pony snack, the official pony snack of the My Little Pony Talk Show.
Who is?
Hey, so
well, hey, if they are, then I will. Open up my pony snack. Who's sharing in pony snack with me?
I think only Gray Wolf is eating them right now.
Yeah, everybody else probably already ate theirs.
Yeah, mine's still in my room.
Nom, 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 nom.
So.
Spread the love. Everybody needs to have one and then try to talk.
Yes.
Okay, hon, look, you only got a few more minutes left. Do you want to give me a general, any kind of a rundown or a cap or a... you know, what was your biggest score? What was some of the neatest things you saw?
Let me think. The biggest score, hello? my Rapunzel was my biggest score. And
outside of you, did you see anything else that maybe somebody else walked away with that everybody was like, oh, my gosh, wish I could have gotten 18
that? 18-inch blank
that
pony.
Was like everybody.
Well, see, you didn't specify that. You said me.
It's not all about you, hon.
Well, why not? It's my show. There was a table with Columbia ponies.
From what I recall, it's like at least 43% my show, too.
Oh, I guess, yes. Okay, fine. We'll say that.
I mean, you can have the majority interest in everything, but come on, give me some credit.
Yes, you got some credit. You saved the show, okay.
Anything else
but,
you saw there
yeah.
that you were like, wow, I've always wanted to see that in person? Did people bring their brags?
They brought some of their brags. I can't remember any of them right now.
Did you see any piggy ponies?
What was that?
Did you see any piggy ponies?
Yes, I saw a piggy pony.
Piggy ponies are so much cuter in person than they are
they
online.
Are.
So you see one of those in person, you got to get one.
Definitely. But, yeah, I think we're running out of time now.
Yeah, we are. We've got about 3.5 minutes.
Oh, no.
I want to thank everybody that you were able to drag up to your room for helping out with the show.
Well,
and
they're not in my room. We're all in Princess Ponymaker's room.
Okay, even stranger. Want to thank everybody that got dragged to Princess Ponymaker's room for helping out with the show and supplying a giggle track and just generally being so, oh, hell, I don't know what the hell you want to call it. You were there. Thank you. Carry on.
Yes, we were. And I guess we will, the next show, which will actually be this week, seeing how it is this week, we will be having an interview with Deb, and we will
Deborah Birch.
And
Birch,
we will actually. Sorry, my voice is getting out more.
That's okay. Yes, we have Deborah Birch on Friday at 9 EST, Eastern Standard Time,
and the author of the books,
and we'll be going back to our two-hour show, so we'll have lots of time to talk to Deb and have call-ins, and people can, hey, if anybody's out there that wants to write a story, they can email us at mylittleponytalk@gmail.com. They can reach us on the boards and tell us some of your own personal stories about, you know, stuff you did at the fair, and we can talk about that as well
next
week.
And I'll
have
more stuff about the fair. I'll have pictures and everything like that. But
yeah,
I think now it is time for Pony Bye Bye.
No, not just yet, hon. We got like another 2 minutes.
Yay!
That's right. I say, oh, it's time to go.
I mean, I guess if you want me to end the show, I can end the show. But we got 2 minutes remaining.
What else can we possibly talk about?
Because talking about my non-sober weekend is completely inappropriate.
Okay, on that note.
I think we will end the show now, right?
I think it's time to go. Thank you all for tuning in. And I'm Lil Alley Cat.
And I'm Pandora Rose with everyone here from the convention.
Woo!
Woo!
We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Everyone say bye-bye.
Bye!
This is Game Mono, and you have listened to Pony Talk. See you next week. Bye-bye.